Hey there, Quajo here, and if you haven't heard my voice, I'm the new host of the Art of Online Business. Quick update on my new offer. I did not expect the initial launch spots to sell out so fast. I'm talking about Facebook Ad Setup to Success, which is one-on-one Facebook ads coaching for the driven course creator from me, three Zoom calls within a month, and unlimited support in between so that you can run your lead generation campaigns, your launch campaigns, your SLO, self-liquidating offer funnels, exactly like I would, getting all my tips and tricks and strategies, plus just unlimited support inside of Slack or Voxer, or one lady's even doing it from inside of Messenger, with screen recordings, Loom recordings, this sort of thing, questions. This is what I'm doing, but all those limited spots at the initial launch price, they are gone. And I just wanted to explain that out of integrity to the people who took those first spots. The price has gone up, and there's one spot, maybe two, if I do some scheduling jujitsu for May. Otherwise, we're booking into June. You can click on the link in the description below to find out more, or you can go to theartofonlinebusiness.com/call if you need that kind of one-on-one Facebook help. All right, back to the episode.
This is the show where I bring you the best tips, tactics, and strategies for using paid traffic to grow your business on autopilot. You also hear what's working and not working right now from the top minds in online marketing so that you can get more leads and sales every day without having to empty your wallet in the process. All right, let's jump into it. Hey everyone, welcome back to the Art of Paid Traffic podcast. Rick Morty here, and this is going to be a short in-between episode here on the podcast. Hope this finds you well. Thanks so much for coming to hang out with me today. I plan on doing more of these sort of short in-between episodes here on the podcast as long as you like them. So I'd love to hear your feedback once you hear this episode. Let me know if this is something that you'd like me to continue doing here on the show. And on today's show, I want to share with you the key to successful Facebook ads in 2017. And really, and frankly, this is the key to any paid traffic whenever you're running it. And this key is testing. You see, paid traffic is a mindset. You know, most people don't think about paid traffic as a mindset, but really it is. It's a mindset of being willing to put in the work to test to find out what works. If you heard back on episode number 109, where I talked about the critical work needed when doing Facebook ad campaigns, talking about the strategy and the offer and the targeting. You know, it's that hard work. It's not really hard work, but it's that work that people, when they put that work in, well, that's when they see success from your ads. And similarly, it's the people who are patient and open to experimenting with your Facebook ads, with your paid traffic, who are going to win. And since you do listen to this podcast here, I know that you have the mindset to do that. You know, look, I can teach you what works. I can teach you the foundational principles of how to incorporate these strategies that are working in your business. But the most important thing that you have to remember is to always be testing. You know, it's the final sentence that I say leading out of at the end of every podcast here, you know, always be testing in your business. Don't be locked into one specific way to do things. You've got to test different things to get data to tell you what's working and what's not working. For example, last episode, we talked about a Facebook video ad strategy that worked really well for Brandon Lucero in the launch that he was doing. And you might be trying video and be getting completely opposite results of what we talked about in that episode. And that's okay. That's data for you to use in your traffic strategy. That doesn't mean, though, that you completely abandon video forever. It just means that it wasn't working for you, you know, when you were specifically doing it at the time. I really want to encourage you to look at Facebook ads and really any of your paid traffic that you're doing as your lab. You're always experimenting to find out what works and what doesn't. And in today's episode here, I do want to share a couple of examples of my students that perfectly relates to what we're talking about here. So, you know, testing Facebook video ads versus an image ad, for example. One of my students is running a campaign right now where for the past 3 months, they were getting $1.20 click on their ad. And he's been testing video versus image. And what he's found is that a good video is winning like 8 out of 10 times in his experience. And so what he's doing is he's got this video here and he set up a retargeting audience, the video engagement retargeting. So he's building an audience of people who watch 75% of that video and then retargeting those video viewers. And so for basically for people who are watching longer than 30 seconds of that video, and he says it's just been killing it lately. And because of the testing that he's been doing over the past few months, he's been able to bring his cost per click down from $1.20 to 19 cents today. But if someone were to, you know, not have that mindset around testing and the patience around wanting to try different things, you know, they might have given up, you know, 2 months ago and said, oh, you know what? My cost per click is $1.20. This is not working. The campaign's not working. And, you know, just thrown in the towel and said, you know, oh, Facebook ads don't work or something like that. Whereas my student here that we're talking about, he stuck with it. He tried testing different things. And not only was he testing, you know, video versus image, but he's also testing the video engagement retargeting and the 75%. And through all this, he was able to bring that cost per click down from $1.20 down to 19 cents. And so one of the things that I do want to talk about here today, and I want you to get out of this, is a list of sort of some different things that you can be testing in your campaign. So another one of those things that you can test is the objective, you know, especially when running Facebook video ads. And again, one of my students was recently running a campaign for a local car dealership. What she was doing is she was saying, we're doing another interesting experiment over here. They're running clicks to website as the objective, also testing the video views objective for their video ad, because what they were trying to do is what actually generated more clicks. Now, we always talk about choosing the objective that most aligns with the goal of your campaign. So in this case here, she wants to drive traffic over to the website for the car dealership. So she did that. She was using clicks to website as her objective for the video. And her what she was seeing was her cost per click was $1.35 and her click-through rate was 0.84%. So not terrible on the click-through rate, but, you know, and also the cost per click for $1.35 isn't terrible, I would say, for a car dealership. But she was like, you know what, I think I can do better for that. And so what she decided to do was duplicate that ad, but then she decided to optimize for video views. So her objective became video views. So she's testing video views versus clicks to website, and she dropped her cost per click on that ad down to 17 cents. So from $1.35 down to 17 cents. And then she said, this is something really, really important here that I want to get across to you. She said, I'm tempted to never run a clicks to website ad using a video again. And she wanted to know my thoughts on that. And I said, yeah, I definitely have thoughts on it. Number one, I love that you're experimenting and trying different objectives, trying different things out to see what works. It's that mindset that's going to help you win. Secondly, I would never say never run, you know, if you're seeing this, that doesn't mean you never try that again, okay? Again, it's all about testing. So as you can see here, I can share proven strategies, you know, what's been working, best practices, how to do things, etc. But it really comes down to being open-minded and experimenting with your ad campaigns. You know, as you've likely heard me say 1,000 times, you don't need to spend a lot of money to test different things with your Facebook ads. I mean, you can be doing $5 a day and get some results that will allow you to test different things. And that is one beautiful thing when it comes to Facebook advertising, is that you don't need to spend a lot of money to get results. So as I mentioned, I want to give you a list of different things that you might want to consider testing. But before I do, I want to answer a question that somebody wrote in that pertains exactly to what we're talking about here with testing. And this is Gary. He wrote in and he said, you know, he's running a campaign that the purpose of it is to get people to sign up for a free email course. And so they were using conversions as their objective. They had the Facebook pixel on the confirmed page, you know, so the email sign up thank you page. And what he was doing, he was running 4 ad sets and they're all reaching the same audience size, he says, of around 3,000 people. Now, I don't know necessarily what the target audience is. I would say that's a little bit big on the audience size. He says two of the ad sets, he's reaching desktop only, and the other two placements are mobile only. And each ad set had its own budget of $5 per day. And what he was doing was he was running two different video ads, each with slightly different text. So one version of the ad goes to the mobile and desktop ad set, and similarly, the second version of the ad also goes with mobile and desktop ad set. All right. And they ran the campaign for a little more than 10 days. And he says essentially what they were trying to do was test two different things: the effectiveness of the mobile placement versus the desktop placement, and the effectiveness of two different sets of text in the ads themselves. Okay. And so really his question here was, since they had four ad sets running, hitting the same audience, he says, he was concerned about, you know, frequency, because he's targeting the exact same audience, and bidding against himself, you know, with the ad, since they were targeting the exact same audiences. Now, I just want to kind of clear this up. First of all, I love that he's testing. You know, I love, again, this goes back to what we're talking about today, the mindset around testing. He's looking to try different things out. Now, what's not clear here is he was doing two different video ads, each with slightly different text. Now, I don't know if that means, you know, a one version of a video is in one ad, and then he's got some text, you know, some ad copy with that one, and then the other one has a different version of the video and different text. We're going to talk about that here in just a second. If that's the case, I don't recommend that, because you've got to only change one variable at a time so that you do know actually what's working. And the other thing I want to clear up here, he says, so we have four ad sets hitting the same audience. Now, granted, it is targeting the same audience. So he says around 3 million people for each in this audience here. But when you reach people on mobile versus desktop, that's not necessarily the same people. Okay. And so I wouldn't worry about this as far as frequency goes. Yes, I would keep an eye on it, but I wouldn't really worry about that. He's also worried about bidding against himself, which I get that question a lot. But again, because number one, it's a very large audience, like 3 million people. That's a large audience. Again, it's bigger than what I would recommend going with. So I wouldn't worry about bidding against yourself, because you are breaking that up from mobile and desktop. You're reaching different people. And so I would say not a big deal here. Okay. Now, that is how I would sort of break down this question here. And hopefully you can take this away and think about it for how it might align with what you're doing, or maybe, you know, answer some questions that you might have about your own campaigns. All right. But in the end here, I love that he's testing different variations and different placements and so forth. Okay. So I want to leave you with some suggestions for what you might want to consider testing in your own Facebook ad campaigns. Again, this certainly is not everything to test, but this will give you some effective ideas for experimenting. Okay. So you obviously want to be testing out your targeting, different targeting options, whether it's, you know, different detailed targeting, interest targeting. You know, that could be, that's your cold traffic. Maybe it's your targeting your email list versus your website visitors versus lookalike audiences, that sort of thing. You can test your offer. Okay, so maybe your offer isn't resonating with your target audience. So you want to make sure that you do test different variations of that offer that you have to figure out what works the best. The messaging that you're using to communicate that offer, you know, this includes your headline and your ad copy. What's the hook that you're using in your ad there to communicate that offer? You could test different objectives. You know, we looked at an example here earlier with the video, looking at, you know, video views versus clicks to website. So that's something that you might want to test. Your placements. And I want to spend a second on this one. For a long time now, we've been separating out desktop newsfeed and mobile newsfeed into separate ad sets. We've been doing that. And I've been suggesting that you do that. Now, I'm not saying not to continue to do that, but what we are seeing now is Facebook's algorithm, which is that technology that's running in the background of your Facebook ads, where Facebook is looking to show your ad to the right person at the right time, so they can take the action that you actually want them to take. Well, that algorithm, Facebook's algorithm, has gotten really smart. They've made some great advancements over the past year, and this is a really, really good thing. So what does this mean with regard to placements? Well, we're seeing now that when you choose all placements, it actually says recommended when you're setting up your placement. We're seeing that when you choose that option, the all placements within one ad set, the algorithm is on its own really smartly finding the right person for you where they are, whether that's on mobile newsfeed or on Instagram. Okay. So what does that mean when you choose all placements? Well, that means that your ad is going to run in the right-hand column, desktop newsfeed, mobile newsfeed, Instagram, audience network, and so forth. Okay. And Facebook will automatically optimize within those placements or among those placements where your ad is getting the best results. Okay. So this is another thing that you can test out, choosing the all placements option within an ad set. And then you can use Facebook's reporting to see which of those placements is actually working the best for you. And then you can look to break out the individual placements into ad sets. It's this flexibility. It's this mindset of being willing to test different things out as Facebook rolls new things out, for example, to see what works for you. Okay. Another thing, video, this is obvious, but video versus an image ad, or maybe you're testing a lead ad. If you are using a video ad, test different lengths of the video and the content that you're using in the video. Maybe you're teaching in the video. With images, test different types of images. On your landing page, super, super important. Knowing what your conversion rate is critical so that you can test different variables on your landing page, like your headline or maybe including a video on your landing page. It's knowing that numbers there to be able to help you figure out what you can test on that landing page there. So as you can see, there are a lot of different things that you can be testing. One really important thing to note, and I mentioned it earlier, is that when you are testing, make sure that you're testing one variable at a time so that you know exactly what is affecting your results. So if you test two different image ads against each other, for example, and each has a different image and a different headline, you won't know which of those variables is actually causing the results. So test one variable at a time. So that's what I've got for you today in this short in-between episode. If you want to have success with your Facebook ads and any of your paid traffic, especially here in 2017, you've got to be willing to test. So thank you so much for listening to this show. If you do like this sort of short in between, this is a little bit longer than what I was expecting because I love talking about this stuff. But if you do like this in between sort of episode that we're doing here, let me know. Tweet me at Rick Mulready. Shoot me an email, support@rickmulready.com. Send me a smoke signal, whatever you want to do. Just let me know. Give me some feedback here. Coming up in episode number 120, this is a really, really good one I've got for you. Victor De La Cruz, who is an entrepreneur. He is a former Air Force officer, a musician, and a youth pastor. He's going to join me to share how he's launched two successful planner journals over the past year and a half. One's a Christian planner and one is a Catholic planner, and how his Facebook ad strategy helped him get each of these businesses to multiple six figures in a matter of just months. So really excited to bring you that next episode. So until then, as always, that we've been talking about here today, keep testing your paid traffic to find out what works for you and your business, and then do more of what's working. And I'll see you in that next episode.
Do you want to avoid the seven biggest mistakes that burn through course creators' ad money? I see these over and over and over again, and I put them together in a mini email series. This is not fluff. Each of the seven mistakes, I also have a recorded video tutorial showing you inside of Facebook Ad Manager how to fix those mistakes. This is good, solid, and it will save you money or help you make more money with your Facebook ads. Click down in the show notes below. You'll see the link and you can go download it right now for free.